fighting for America.
This is a bigger issue than Tony. This highlights a universal problem with law enforcement and how its procedures have been carried out, especially in light of what's happened over the summertime.
Fighting for Idaho.
If you buy 100 books of authoritative Islamic law, what you're going to find is 100% of those books say that jihad is obligatory until the entire world is under Islamic rule. There's no other version of it.
Fighting for you.
School districts, again, have been levying in order to just keep the doors open, let alone keep programs going for our students.
Voice Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, 580 KIDO. We're joined by Eagle businesswoman Sandy Smith. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I'm okay. I wish it was under better circumstances. When last we left, you were worried about the Eagle City taking your land over an eminent domain ruling. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is they went ahead and voted to move forward on that.
So
let's clarify that the City Council, the Eagle City Council, and the URA, the Urban Renewal Council Board, are the same, one and the same. So it is hard to try to keep them separate on the movement. It's technically the URA board, the Urban Renewal, that's trying to take the property back by the city because they're the same board.
Right.
Okay. So I just wanted people to know.
No, that's cool.
Different.
Okay, but for people that aren't familiar with your case and your property, give us an update. You know, it's a significant piece of land in Eagle.
Correct. It's the corner property at State and Eagle Road. It's been there. It was built in the 60s, and we ran our gas station out of it for 16 years, back in the 80s and the 90s.
Right, so you're getting ready to rent it out. Then what happened?
Well, we've gone ahead and cleaned it up and listed it with a realtor and painted it, fixed the windows, removed the Jersey barriers, cleaned up the lot, and it's not hazardous and it's not contaminated. And we have found a lessee/buyer. So why the Urban Renewal is blocking us from moving forward with that situation, when ultimately that's what the city and the Urban Renewal want as well, is for that corner to be, you know, cleaned up and being used. The problem is they want it to be a vacant or a cleared off lot along with the Tri-City Meats property and be developed together. But that's not their choice.
Right.
They don't own the properties. Those are still both privately owned properties. So their options, option one, is to voluntarily take their price that they've offered, which is half of what we're asking. Actually, it's actually less than half of what we're asking. And or they'll forcibly take it from us. So that's not a negotiation. That's a threat. That's overreach of government power and against the eminent domain rules. And we have a private offer on the table. So they should have backed off under the same rules, the eminent domain rules, if we have a private offer. Look, if you're selling your house, your car, or your kid's bike at the garage sale, you go to the person and you say, hey, you know, I know you want this price, but will you take this price instead? And if the seller says no, you walk away from the deal. You don't go back and threaten them and say, well, we're just going to take it anyway. It doesn't. The price of the property or anybody's property is only between the seller and the buyer. End of discussion.
Right.
So the second option is that they have thrown at us is to sell it. And then the Urban Renewal would back off of the eminent domain. So they knew we have a buyer, but yet they went ahead and voted for eminent domain. Why? Why aren't they doing what they said they were going to do? Secondly, listen to that sentence. Sell it, and the URA will back off of eminent domain for the new person. They'll back off for the new person, but they won't back off for people that have been in the community for the last 30 years? Why? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you've had some people say because of the way the property's been for quite some time.
You know what? It doesn't even matter what the property's been for the last 14 years. It doesn't matter in the urban or in the eminent domain situation. It matters on what it is now, today. And now and today, it's been cleaned up. It's for sale. It's a viable property. And I find it hard. It's not hazardous, and it's not contaminated. So it's not a public safety issue.
Well, as we've talked about before, you know, the market was depressed.
Right. And, you know, when I say we've worked with the urban renewal in the past, we've worked on development situations, not eminent domain.
Right.
The URA does have a good side to it. It is supposed to go in there and help properties be refurbished, which they have offered to do remotely, but it was still under their conditions, and it was a take it or leave it deal again. Look, we've never had a code violation in 14 years. If the city could have done something, they should have done it already.
Well, it looks like they're going to do that now.
Yeah, but we're not in code violation of anything. We've never had a code violation in 14 years. You don't go from no code violation to eminent domain. That doesn't make any sense.
Now, what's your next move?
Well, our next move is to go to court and fight them if that's what they want to do. But you know what? It's going to be a really expensive parking lot for the city and the taxpayers. And the taxpayers have already paid $200,000 for the city to go against Laguna Point, which is their other eminent domain case this year. And it's not going to stop, because I know there's other properties that the city is thinking to take over with using this eminent domain case. They're in the Senate House is open, and they have several bills that are trying to be passed to take away the city and the urban renewals from being able to take properties under this exact matter. The city of Eagle is being used in the House as an example this week, this month, this today, as why these bills need to be used. The city is being used as an example. That's a horrible situation for the city to be in. They're an example of what not to be. But that's not going to bring new business to town.
Right.
So the bill 1044 got passed and is now headed to the Senate House to be voted on. And if it passes through the House, then it will go to the governor to be signed on, if that's what the governor position is that he wants it or not. You know, we're not talking about a pathway or a piece of roadway. We're talking about an entire lot in the downtown Eagle area, which is one of the most prominent lots. They already are working with Tri-City Meats for a parking lot. They're clearing that lot, which they have, you know, buildings and trees that need to be removed from that lot. I don't have any of those issues on my lot. I have a clean lot with a building that needs to be renovated.
Well, not only will it cost the city money, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Oh, well, you know, there's members of the board that have gone around town and said that they want to be in a legal battle with us. Who wants that kind of person as their city council?
Well, why do you think the animosity is there towards you, allegedly?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
You know, we've sat on this property for 14 years. It's an investment property. Any property you buy is an investment property, and sometimes they sit for periods of time. Granted, the maintenance got, you know, waylaid, and we apologize for that. We're fixing it up. We want to move forward. But the real reason that property is sat there is because we've been waiting for 14 years for the city and the ACHD to figure out what their traffic issues and what they're going to do with that intersection. And they've taken away our access at some points during this 14 years that people don't know about. And we're a corner lot. You have to have access on a corner lot.
Well, that's the big question. Is this the precursor to bringing back the roundabout?
Yes. Again, how many times do we have to tell them we don't want the roundabout? Look, there are six intersection lights from Two Rivers to the elementary school, and that's a mile length long. And you want to put in a roundabout. How much traffic control does the city of Eagle need, for crying out loud? Everybody understands green light, red light, even a five-year-old.
So you is there any way that the urban renewal and the city council can reconcile with you to avoid a court battle?
Run that by me again. I didn't hear it.
Is there any way that that we can walk back from this and perhaps, you know, reverse the eminent domain ruling and we don't have a lengthy court battle over this?
Yeah. You need the property owners of Eagle and of Ada County, because Ada County money is what supplies urban renewal agencies the funds to do this type of stuff. So it's not just an Eagle problem. It's a statewide problem. And there wouldn't be so many bills in the House if against eminent domain if it wasn't a problem. The fact that the city of Eagle is being used as an example is horrific.
And you have a buyer, and you're ready to go. You're ready to sell.
Yeah. Our architects, aren't getting very much help from the city. Why? Why wouldn't the urban renewal in the city, why aren't they bending over backwards to help us get that building renovated? And I realize that the urban renewal can't use BIRMA funds for actual buildings. They can only use it for the site to make improvements like water, sewer, gutter, that type of thing. But why aren't they bending over backwards to help us? We're tired of waiting on them to make decisions about the traffic issues, which there aren't. Well, there are some, but they have other ways that they could alleviate it. But it's not at that corner. That corner went from a two-way light to a four-way stop, and that's the only thing it's needed. And they need to move out of the town and find other ways to move that traffic.
Yeah, I don't think the traffic's that bad for a roundabout. It'll probably make the situation worse. And the people have spoken.
Why are you trying to fix something that's not broke? Red light, green light. Who doesn't know that? You need an obstacle to drive around on top of six intersection lights in a mile.
Sandy, please stand by. We'll take some calls next, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Sandy Smith with us, talking about local municipalities' ability, local cities, to claim your property. Eminent domain, is it time that the Idaho House and Senate and the governor stop it? Or do you back cities like Eagle for taking...
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Sandy Smith with us, Eagle businesswoman, Kevin Miller in the morning. Sandy, you ready to take some questions here?
I suppose.
All right. You're fired up. Good. We go to Mike Tracy joining us now. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Sandy, you bring up some really good points. I've always had a problem with eminent domain in any shape or form, have government take away property, regardless of what the excuse. But the URA and Eagle has been warned by a number of people that they should not have exactly the same board as the URA and the Eagle City Council. It's really problematic, and we know that they've been working with the YMCA, and I guess the YMCA has asked them for $7.5 million to build a YMCA, a nonprofit, to compete head to head with the for-profit.
Idaho Athletic Club.
Fitness centers, yeah, you know, all of them. It doesn't matter who they are. The for-profit and give $7.5 million in our tax money. They only generate $220,000, my understanding, $220,000 a year in URA funds. That means it's going to take 35 years to pay that money back.
Sandy, what do you think?
Well, I know there's several different situations that the urban renewals are looking at to continue their taking of property, and I know they've already spent $200,000 with the Laguna Point situation, and they're still in court over it. So that was about a pathway on Laguna Point, but they didn't go through the proper steps to take it, and that's why they're fighting with the property owners.
Mike, if they've been warned, why do they continue to do it? And you're saying that the YMCA is trying to move into Eagle?
Yes, they are, and they're trying to move into Meridian, and there are several other places, and they're trying to take tax dollars from all directions that they can, And you know, they've been hurting the for-profit businesses with our very tax dollars. Not only do they ask for tax dollars on the front end, but then they also have property tax deductions. And you know, the URAs, you know, have definitely have their place. But you know, when they start damaging the for-profit businesses in a community, and that's what the URA is doing to Sandy with their eminent domain claim. I mean, they are making a mistake by being the city council and the URA all wrapped into one.
Is there anything that she can do besides take them to court?
A court is certainly one option, and that's frustrating and expensive, but I would continue to ping the legislators. You've got a very, I believe you've got a group of legislators in Western Ada County that are very sympathetic to your situation, and if you don't, you should let Kevin know that on the air frequently, because those guys should be held accountable. Not only in Western Ada County, but across the state, there are a lot of legislators on the House and the Senate side that do not like eminent domain in any way, shape, or form. And so there.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying. I've worked with all of these folks. I've worked with the governor. Eminent domain should be used as a last resort, not a first resort. It should be an absolute last resort.
That's our point. If this is creative as the urban renewal can get, why are they in charge? If we've not had a code violation in 14 years, and now all of a sudden they want to go jump clear to eminent domain because they didn't get what they wanted, they tried to get it, and they were turned down.
The URA Sandy, should not have authority with eminent domain. It's one thing for the city council to, but see, that's where you get a real question on the ethics of just essentially appointing the entire city council as the members of the URA board. And I think they need to fix that first. There's a real conflict of interest there.
Yes, there is. Representative Harris wants to amend the bill 18, or I think it's HOO18, and that takes away urban renewal, and I believe gives it back to the cities, which in this case wouldn't be that helpful since they're the same board.
Right, that wouldn't be that helpful. Mike, thank you for the call. We go to Ron Paul Jim with Sandy and Kevin at 580KIDO.
Good morning. I wanted to suggest that you should look into collusion and possibly straw buyers or conflict of interest that the city council members have a stake financially somehow into these developments, because I've seen it happen in several other cities. And usually what they do is they'll drag you through battle after battle, permit after permit process will be delayed, stonewall, you know, ridiculous requirements, impact studies that you have to pay for, things like that. And eventually what they're hoping is that you or your next buyer will go broke and give up and just put the property on the market, and it'll be all the research will be done, all the things that they would have had to do themselves has all been completed, and then they come in and buy it for pennies on the dollar and develop it themselves.
You're exactly right. That's exactly what's happening, because they've made an offer that's half of what we've been asking. They've said continually it's going to be a temporary parking lot. They want the three best lots in town, ours, and then Tri-City owns two other lots on that same block, for temporary parking. Who believes that? Who believes that they're not going to sell it and make a profit on it, which is also against the eminent domain rules? So Republican Moyle and Representative Moyle and Representative Joe Palmer are both fighting this exact same issue with us. So we do have, you know, several people in the House that are discussing this. And Representative Anders called in last time we were on the show, Kevin.
Yep.
With his bill that he's forming. Now, I'm not sure if that got on the House to be voted on, and I don't have the number for that. But I know there are several situations of where they're trying to take eminent domain away from urban renewals and cities in general, or at least limit them to a smaller dimension. Because they've been using it. But the way to get it stopped short of going to court is to have taxpayers and property people or property owners call and write your city, your senator, or your district representative about your property rights, because this, again, is not just about our corner. It's about property rights all over the state, and it needs to be stopped. Welcome to Eagle, home of eminent domain. Is that what we want for our city? I don't think so.
Maybe a roundabout if you're lucky. Ron Paul, Jim, thank you for the call. Sandy, what's next for you?
I'll, you know, continue to fight the battle. We're talking with people in the House, and the city's being used as an example of what not to do with your city. But in the meantime, we need to get homeowners, because this isn't just about commercial property. This is about property owners. That includes commercial or private homes. So you need to get on the phone. You need to call your city and let them know that you are against the urban renewal taking anybody's property but against their will. And we have a private buyer. So, again, we've done everything to try to get this situation resolved and moved on into putting a business in there. And the city is blocking us, like the other gentleman mentioned, blocking us at every turn.
When do you think you'll be going to court over this?
Well, they actually, the Urban Renewal, at their meeting, all they've done is said that they are going to move forward with the eminent domain. They're not going to file till the end of the month. So once they file, we'll have to wait for the court to decide on, when we're going to be heard. So it could take, 2 weeks to 2 years to get this through the courts. And like I've said, they're already fighting Laguna Point. They've already spent over $200,000 of taxpayers' money to do that, and they lost to Laguna Point. So money's not being well spent in your city, and people need to let the city know about it.
Sandy, please keep us informed.
I will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kevin Miller in the Morning. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
KIDO, Kevin Miller with you here. Dave Burnett, the Manly Man segment. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
You ever just have one of those days where it's just boink, zonk, all over again?
Hang on here. Was that boink?
Boink.
Zonk.
Zonk.
Boink. Oh, sorry. Moved the mic. Boink. I don't know what that means.
You just, no matter what, you're like a cartoon character where you just keep getting hit with bad news, bad news, bad news.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, sure. I get you now. Yeah.
Kind of like, well, let's see. Can we try that again?
Boink. Boink. Those are boinks. There's a zonk.
Yeah, that's kind of how my morning's going. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. What's your bad news? Is this personal or is it just opening and reading what's happening in our crazy world?
I would say a little bit of both. A little bit of both. A little bit of both. Well, I can tell you two of the three things, if that works for you.
You can't tell three of the three?
No, I can't.
Well, the third one's the one I want to know about.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Anyway, we'll get to that here.
Okay.
At 580KIDO. But you ever had your credit card stolen?
Kind of, sort of, yeah. I had a cell phone bill that was being billed from somebody wrong, and they walked out on the bill, and I was stuck with it.
Right.
But knock on wood, I don't know that I've ever had one stolen now.
Well, I've had two in the past few days.
Really? They hijacked you?
Yeah, I got a call the other day, and thanks to our friends at Idaho Central Credit Union, They said, well, you know, Mr. Miller, we're just checking on something. So I called him back. And apparently somebody had tried to use my card in Minnesota, but they got the expiration date wrong.
In Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
How would they have gotten your information all the way to Minnesota? Who, do you, any guess as to when you used that card to where it was hijacked?
Well, you know, I went on a couple trips. I went to Nashville. I went to New Hampshire. And, you know, perhaps that was the case.
Hmm. You know, I'm going to be honest. Do you use your card online?
Occasionally, but not that one.
Yeah, see, I rarely, if ever, use a card online. That just makes me nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Hmm. So you had it happen again then, huh? Twice?
I had one with my Capital One, and then two nights ago, my Idaho credit card. Boom. Idaho Central credit card. Done.
Hmm. Well, that's a pain. It took, by the way, when the cell phone company was dinging me, it took months to get that cleared up.
Really?
Yeah. It just wasn't, nope, we've got her, you know, it was under my wife's name. We've got her name, and we've got her Social Security number, and she's in California. It's like, she's not in California. Took forever to prove to him she wasn't living in California.
Well, then again, it just shows you how secure this insecure world is. I did an update yesterday on my iPhone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking at these new features. One of the apps that they put in there that you don't have a choice is the watch. Well, I don't have a watch. I don't have an iWatch. You can't even buy an iWatch. So all of a sudden, I have this watch thing here. And then I saw this thing that's it's a fitness monitor. And so that thing was actually seeing how little steps that I had taken.
It was tracking you.
Yeah, it was tracking me.
Doesn't that, see, that bothers me a little bit.
Bothers me, too.
Every time I like a Facebook or Twitter, do you want us to update your location? No.
Right.
I don't want you knowing my location.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you need to turn your GPS on your phone. No, I'm not.
Right.
I'm not going to do it.
So you talk about Edward Snowden and NSA and lack of privacy. Man,
mm-hmm.
Just crazy.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, you listen to Alex Jones, you think, you know, going off the grid wouldn't be bad.
Right.
To just disappear from the grid.
Hmm.
All cash.
All
cash. Everything all
cash.
No cell phones, no computers.
Yeah. I guess that wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I really have.
Yeah. It's difficult to steal my identity because there's really nothing to steal.
Right.
There's no money in the bank. There's no credit card. So.
Right.
So not bad there. So that's all you got?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, I suppose.
So that was one bad thing.
Yeah.
What was number two?
Number two was I was on my way to work and I left my wallet at home, so I got halfway here and had to come back and, you know, just barely made it in time.
Doggone it. Had I known that, I would have called dispatch and let them know you're driving without a license.
Exactly.
Give them your car description. He's driving erratically.
Well, I was watching one of these shows, and one of the guys who works at the White House, fictional show, House of Cards, and I was sitting there, and the guy got pulled over. And he goes, well, I don't have my ID. I don't have anything. And then they stuffed him and cuffed him. And I go, well, if they can do that to the chief of staff, they can do it to me.
Well, yeah, you got to have ID on you.
Yeah, so that's why I went home.
Hmm. You snuck in. Got her done.
Right.
Huh.
So that's my big thing. Some of the
you aren't going to tell us the third?
Oh, Dave.
I was actually
it's four, but you already know one of them. Let's find out, unfortunately, what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. And you have two officers shot, one in the shoulder, one in the face. Sadly, you have people out there, you know, protesting because of the Department of Justice, because of what happened before that. You have to wonder, and before we get to the sound here at 580KIDO, if any of the stirring up that was encouraged by the Department of Justice had anything to do with these attacks on police officers?
I can't answer that, not knowing the motivation of the idiots that committed the crime, but gosh, I hope they feel there's justice and now everything's even.
I wonder about that, though, because we've had all these, you know, the police this, the police that. You've seen the execution-style shooting of the two New York City police officers So we've got two officers shot after a protest in front of the Ferguson Police Department. Now, Tom Jackson, the police chief, he resigned after the Department of Justice said he ran a bad department. Here's one of the eyewitnesses that explains what happened.
There are often several types of groups in the protest. There are the protesters and the spectators. Right. I believe that the one of the spectators were the one that did the shooting,
okay.
not the actual protest.
But there you have it. As if it's not dangerous enough to be a police officer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, boy, it's not good. That's not good. I mean, when you begin to lose total respect for any, you know, anything to do with the authority,
right?
You've lost control.
Indeed,
you have lost control.
So, what about you?
What about me?
What do you have? I've got a couple other things, but go ahead.
Well, you know, a couple of things. You know, the whole Hillary brouhaha continues.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep.
Yes.
But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. Something's happening in the world. Your vote will decide who answers that call. Whether it's someone who already knows the world's leaders, knows the military, someone tested and ready to lead in a dangerous world. It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you want answering the phone?
Don't want to carry two devices anyway, though. Just saying. Remember that ad?
Yes.
Don't want to carry two devices. It still amazes me that it took 2 weeks to come up with that answer. Don't want to carry two devices. But it is 3 a.m. Who do you want answering that phone?
Right.
It'd be somebody's assistant. I guess the other thing locally, and then I'll give it back to you. I don't know what this says. Bogus Basin has announced that this will be their last week of daytime operation, weekday operations. They'll just be weekends. That's not good. Typically, they try to stay open through spring break to get that spring break money. That must mean the snow is really bad that they're closing before spring break.
Got to wonder about the economic impact of that.
It's going to be huge. And then I saw a report yesterday in Oregon. There's places in Oregon where they normally get snowpack measurements in the Cascades that have nothing, no snow. It's going to be a bad drought this summer.
Right.
But on that cheery note, what do you got to close out here with?
You a big boxing fan?
Well, I was back when they had boxing.
Now, what was your favorite boxing fight?
You know, I was kind of in that early Mike Tyson era. In the early days before the ear biting and all that stuff. Always like any of the heavyweights. I like watching the big guys fight.
Right. Well, Tyson was really good. Now, what was your fight of the year, though? What was the biggest fight ever that you saw? Was it Holyfield Tyson? Was it Michael Spinks Tyson? Was it...
I kind of like the Holyfield Tyson. Just that whole rivalry, that whole vibe they had going.
Right. Okay. But for me, it was... Marvin Hagler, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Oh, you like Sugar Ray?
No, I loved Marvin Hagler.
Oh, I get
did
you.
Not like Sugar Ray at all. I thought he ran from the whole fight, and Hagler, to his credit, goes, I'm done with you people. I got screwed in Vegas. You always do this to me in Vegas and move to France. And the pride of Brockton, Massachusetts. And he was just an intense guy. And quite frankly, I thought that he did win the fight. Ray Leonard just danced and moved and such. Yesterday, you've got Pacquiao Mayweather, big fight in Vegas coming up, and it was funny because Floyd Mayweather, very calm instead of being cocky. Here's the guy that has the money team and running around and doing everything else. All of a sudden, he's very, very humble during this. Pacquiao said that Ronda Rousey could beat Mayweather and making fun of him and all this. And then Mayweather said, you know, I thought the greatest fight ever was Leonard Hagler, but this will expand, go beyond that. Hagler... hated Leonard. Hearns Hagler were good fights. I just, when I think of those guys, and again, it was a lot, those people were bigger because there weren't so many outlets that there are today.
Yeah. I mean, this is the biggest boxing match they've had in years.
Right.
So, in fact, I couldn't say, my body's all messed up from the daylight saving thing.
Still.
Yeah. And so at 10 o'clock last night, actually 10:30, I'm awake and watching Jimmy Kimmel. And he had their guy go out, the Hispanic guy go out on the street and interviewed the two of them at the press conference. Very funny. And the two fighters, very funny. And then Pacquiao showed up on Kimmel's set and did some stand-up with him. It was very funny, very entertaining. I mean, they're doing their best to get up to all those media outlets.
Well, he goes on Kimmel all the time whenever he has a fight. He's like a regular.
Yeah. Yeah, and so he traded clothes with Guillermo on the set. I had to laugh. I find Jimmy Kimmel funny. He's the only one of the late night guys I find funny.
Right.
But he's very funny.
You like Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, I do. I find him funny.
Huh.
As opposed to the other one. What's the other guy's name, the mouthpiece for Obama?
Fishface Fallon?
Yeah.
Fishface Fallon, Conan O'Brien, Old Man Letterman.
Yeah, see, I find Kimmel funnier than Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Huh. You know, Kimmel's like the only one that's not a comedian. He was a radio guy.
Yeah, and his comedy is very funny.
I don't like Jimmy Kimmel.
Why is that?
Well, look, he got on radio, then he got on Fox, then he got on this, and nothing personal, but I'm hanging out with you.
So what you're saying is you're jealous?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I am. Right. I'm a hater.
Well, there's the fourth slap in the face. You're jealous. Jimmy Kimmel, radio, now big time deal.
Big deal.
But he's very funny. See, he takes some of that radio humor to that show.
I didn't like Frank Caliendo either.
Who?
That guy that replaced Kimmel on Fox.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly. I remember one time Frank goes, hey, you want to? Can I come in? I go, no, you're not allowed here. Keep walking.
Traffic now, Kevin, as you're coming out.